kids usually enjoy that special price for tickets. Going to entertainment venues, going on public transportation, a monster enjoying other services. But now why are people saying that it's unfair? China Youth Daily conducted a survey which found approximately 67% of respondents agreed that the criteria for children's tickets should be changed from height to age. Well, let's look deeper into this survey. So it's really unfair, huh?
According to the almost 2,000 people that took the survey, that 56.7% of them don't like the current criteria used in most Chinese public places, that is, the height of the kids. And some 36% of respondents have argued that with ticket offices about the... They have argued with this ticket office about the height of their kids when purchasing tickets, child's tickets. And over 50% respondents said age is an objective criteria, which is more pragmatic, fair, and reasonable.
Thank you.
While height can be subjective
sometimes.
That's right. And some parents in the survey argue that family genes, nutrition, and even hairstyle and shoes can make a difference to height.
I never got a choice.
Like the little Ryan over there.
I was never little.
One
Ryan was the problem here.
Young, really, really young. We cannot even call him little because he's tall and he never enjoys such child's prize. He has to pay for the full prize and it's sad.
They made fun of me.
We don't want little Ryan to be sad. But here, one thing worth noticing is that it is reported that among the parents who have been interviewed, 33% lived in first-tier cities, 45% live in second-tier cities, 17% in third- and fourth-tier cities. Only less than 5% of them are not city dwellers, meaning that the countryside parents or parents living in little town are not actually interviewed.
Yeah, this was interesting to me because, you know what, in the U.S., we have a system like this, but it's different. It's not like a unilateral system. First of all, it's a discount, okay? So at the end of the day, it's a blessing in disguise if you're getting a discount for a kid. But let's say Disneyland. All right, so you'd walk up. This is what I remember. Any Americans listening, please correct this because this was when dinosaurs were on the earth and just a long time ago. History books will tell this story more clearly than me because my memory's awful. But anyways, there was a long, long time ago at a Disneyland far, far away. Ryan Price, a very tall kid, was trying to get into Disneyland for maybe a discounted price because he was a child and children like Disneyland. But Ryan was, to break out of character here, I was tall, so I had to pay full price. There's this little it was almost a mockery, you know, it was a fun-looking sign. It's like, hey, if you're taller than this, guess what? Your parents have to pay more, you know, but it looked fun, the little thing that you got to judge your height by. And my parents always had to shovel out more for me because I was always a tall kid. But that made sense, Fionn, because I could take more advantage of more of the rides. Okay, some of the rides are actually very dangerous. If you're a small child, you'll fling out of the roller coaster and become a pancake somewhere, you know?
So you're not allowed to get on.
That's a sad pancake.
Yes,
that doesn't
but
happen.
You pay half price because those rides you can't go on. But for tall kids, I got to ride those rides. I was like, half price.
Stop laughing at those people.
Okay? But anyways, what's really interesting is this is happening in China in situations not necessarily like that of Disneyland. That is, for safety reasons. Let's take a look at the train tickets, okay? It is required that children should be accompanied by adults to take the train, first and foremost. I think that's pretty universal. But children under the height of 1.2 meters accompanied by an adult are free to travel on the train. But if they want a seat, it's half off for the seat, all right, price? Which I don't necessarily understand that one. Kids, I mean, I would see an age thing be more useful in this circumstance rather than a height on a train ticket. discount.
I suppose the assumption is that the kid can sit on the lap of a parent or be in the arms of a parent.
But right, what about big kids, you know? Like sometimes kids are just genetically, especially in these first and first tier cities, you know, diets are really becoming much more, I think, protein based. That is more red meat. More meat is being consumed nowadays, now more than ever. Milk. And these are going to make your kids grow more so than these height parameters that were decided 10 years ago, you know? Mm-hmm. So a lot of parents are going to have to shell out a bit more. But let's make it unilateral so that, you know, for something like a train ticket, most 12-year-olds aren't 6 feet tall or something like that. So, you know, there's some common ground that can be found here. But what other examples do we got?
Well, we also have some examples from the parks. But one thing that we should keep in mind is that this is not a nationwide regulation or law. No business are compulsory to give kids a certain discount. It's according to their own rules or sometimes the industrialized kind of rules. For example, if you're buying ticket on the train, it's because of the authorities managing all the trains that give you this discount. That is why we're seeing a variety of standards in different parks. For example, some parks would give, let's say the World Park Beijing said that for adults, it's 65 yuan, and for kids, it's 24 yuan. And that for kids meant for a different age. That refers to age, not height. But we also have Tuanjiehu Park saying that for kids, for adults, it's 20 and for kids, it's 15. And also there are different parks saying that for kids between the height of 1 meter to 1.4 meter tall, the price is discounted.
You know, this is interesting because then you have an example like anybody that's been to Beijing, Uncle Feng, if you're coming, you haven't seen the Olympic Park or that awesome water cube. It's so cool at night. Oh, my goodness. I love it. But a very cool place to check out. Anyways, but if you want to swim there, for an adult, the price is 200 yuan. But for a child, not much less. Not much less in price. 160 yuan for a child.
Mm.
Now, what Hyung had initially said about train tickets is that taller children take up more room and therefore should have to pay maybe more of a price. Maybe these do apply in certain situations like the water cube, right? Kids are smaller, so they're going to take up less room. Let's charge them less or something like that.
So one thing we've cleared up, that is it's up to the company's grace to give this discount or not.
Right.
They don't have to. But do you think that it should be changed as, you know, age should be the only criterion to judge whether this kid is eligible for a kid ticket or height?
Well, to be honest, I think there are advantages and disadvantages since we have been using this criteria for so long. And some people say the parents surveyed only complain because they have big kids. But maybe in the countryside, they already have less resources. Now, are we depriving them from enjoying this kind of discount? Maybe that's not exactly fair as well.
I think age is the most important one for practical things like train tickets and whatnot. Age is fair across the board and people have to take trains, but let's take safety concerns. In those kind of discounts being offered at theme parks, I understand how height comes to play and where it's justified because certain kids can't ride all the rides because of safety reasons. Why should they have to pay the full price?
Yeah, well, good point. So maybe a more differentiated,
right,
like a policy for kid tickets, but it does sound like ID cards need to be carried around whenever to prove the age.